In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 13, we hear of Jesus teaching us how to pray. And pray persistently. Because when you pray persistently, what you ask will be given. But not probably according to your own estimation or your own wants, but according to God's own will. That is why in verse 10 of our gospel today, it says, "Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Let's go to the reflection of the gospel. While Jesus was praying one time, his disciples saw him. And they were so impressed. They saw how Jesus prayed. Intense. Full communion with the Father. So that after Jesus prayed, one of his disciples approached him. And that you will find in our gospel today, verse 1. And said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." Teach us how to pray. And according to the gospel, Jesus taught them how to pray. The famous Our Father. The famous prayer that we pray in the liturgy. In all of the sacraments. In the rosary, we pray. But how do we pray? How do we pray? You see, there is a study among Christians, and the study shows that most of our prayers are petition prayer. We ask something, and we ask for results, we ask for solutions, we ask for answers, and many things. We pray not so that it will satisfy our longings. We'll answer our prayers. We'll find results. We'll find solution. No. First and foremost, we pray. Because when we pray, it develops personal relationship. Personal relationship with God. With God. And that is the most important. That we have a personal relationship with our Father. Our Father. That is what Jesus wants us. That we call Him Abba. The Jews were scandalized when they heard Jesus calling God His Father. And they would have been more scandalized if they heard Jesus teaching his disciples to call God our Father. Our Father. Trivia. When was the first time Jesus called God Father? Anybody? Story. Don't quote the... You will not remember it, I'm sure. But anyone remembers, when was the first time Jesus called God Father? Anybody? Yes, when? In the temple? Very good. Yes, in the temple. Luke chapter 2, verse 46. Remember, Jesus was lost in the temple. And when they found Jesus, what did Jesus say? "Did you not know that I should be in my Father's house?" Abba. Abba, Father's house. That's trivia. Oh, now you know something. You'll remember that. And do you know that in the Gospel of John alone, 156 times, Jesus called God Father. God's the Father. If Jesus taught us to call God our Father, it is because truly we are children of God. Each and every one here is a children of God. That's the main reason. Do not be afraid to call God our Father. Second point. It's the only prayer that Jesus taught. The only prayer. Sometimes I would give as penance in the confession, just pray one Our Father. But pray it as if Jesus is teaching you for the first time the prayer. And pray it as if Jesus is praying with you. I've heard so many penitents came back saying, Father, that was really wonderful. For the first time, I realized that this is a very important prayer and that it's Jesus who's teaching me how to pray. How to pray. When we pray, we trust God. When we pray, we believe God. When we pray, we obey God. And when we pray, it is a prayer of hope. Prayer of hope. Look at our first reading in Genesis chapter 18. Abraham wanted to spare Sodom. And he asked God, if there is 50 good men, will you spare Sodom? Yes. If there's 40, 30, 20, 10, will you spare Sodom? And God said, yes. Abraham trusted God. Abraham believed God. Abraham obeyed God. And Abraham was hopeful that if he bargains with God, if he talks with God, God will grant it. That is how prayer should be. Third point. You see, in that prayer, we pray, give us our daily bread. Remember? Give us our daily bread. You don't ask for plenty. You don't ask for abundance, nor it is bare subsistence. No, you just ask for daily bread. Daily bread. The fathers of the church said that when Jesus taught us that prayer, he had in mind not only ordinary food that he would supply us, but more than that, he wanted to give us daily the spiritual food, the Eucharist. The Eucharist. Jesus was telling his disciples, ask this daily bread, this food of the soul, this food of the spirit, and I will give it. And that is why just before he died, he instituted the Eucharist as a memorial. Do this in memory of me, in remembrance of me. But why is it that we pray, and in our prayer we say, give us our daily bread. And yet, even if we have time, we don't come to church daily and receive Him in the Eucharist. If God, I'm posting that to your minds. If God wants us to receive daily bread, the Eucharist, daily, especially for those who have time, why is it that you're contented to come only once a week? Some schedule it once a month. Some of our brothers come once a year. And some of them are CEO Christmas and Easter only. Why? Saint Ambrose, in his book De Sacramentis, chapter 5, article 4, said, "Receive daily what nourishes daily, and live your life daily in such a way that you would be worthy of what you receive." That's very powerful, brothers and sisters. Very powerful. Fourth point. God loves us so much that He wants us to call God our Father. And He is our Father. Each one here is the son and daughter of God. Each one. Regardless of what your standing is, regardless of your color, race, creed, whatever, we are all children of God. Do you know that the Our Father is the most complete prayer? Most complete prayer. Scripture scholars said that all the prayers in the Old Testament and in the New Testament are contained in the Our Father. All the prayers are contained in the Our Father. Why? Because the Our Father is a prayer of praise. It is a prayer of petition. It is a prayer of thanksgiving. It is a prayer of healing. It is a prayer of deliverance. And it is a prayer of renewal. Renewal. If the only prayer you know in your life is the Our Father, I can guarantee you it will suffice. But pray it always as if Jesus is praying with you and teaching you the prayer for the first time. When I was ordained, my bishop told me, "Bing, when you celebrate the Eucharist, pray and say it, celebrate it as if you're celebrating it for the first time." It stuck on my head and in my heart. Why? It reminds you how beautiful, how wonderful, how awesome the sacrament is. Last point. In the gospel last Sunday, in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, our team was waiting. And you know the best kind of waiting? There were two kinds of waiting. Waiting serving the Lord, like Martha. And there is a waiting listening to the Lord. Listening to the Lord. And what did Jesus say? Which is the better form of prayer? Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Jesus said, "And Mary has chosen the better part." What was Jesus doing? Listening. At the foot of Jesus. Listening. You can do the better part. Do you know that we have an adoration chapel over there? We have an adoration chapel. Spend an hour, at least once a week, inside that adoration chapel. And be with God. Families who are here, couples who are here, we invite you. After this Mass, there will be two tables outside. Whatever time you are available, we will open the Adoration Chapel. We will make it 24 hours. Whatever time you have. If you're working, you're not available the whole day, you can come 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock in the morning, and the Adoration Chapel will be open. Choose the better part. Pray. As Saint Francis said, preach, and if necessary, use words. I would say, pray, and only if necessary, use words. Because all you have to do when you're inside that adoration chapel is to listen. You don't need special skills. You don't need a PhD, a great mind. All you need is to be there, present, and listen, and allow God to transform you. Somebody was asked, what do you get from adoration, from praying? What do you gain? And the person said, honestly, I don't gain so much. But since I have done adoration, I have lost my anger, I've lost my ego, I've lost my greed, I've lost my insecurities, I've lost my fear, and I've lost my worries. Sometimes we think that praying is just to gain something, to get something. No. Prayer will allow you to change the bad habits that we have. Prayer is going to transform us into the creation that God made us, children of God. We pray, Lord, teach us to pray with confidence, using words, but with our hearts. That's the most important thing.